What the Hell Show is not supported by money-back guarantees since you didn't pay anything for it. Similarities between our jokes and other people's jokes purely because we ripped them off. Originality of product is not guaranteed. Contents of our brains may have settled during the time between the last show and this one. Vulgar language and lewd conduct is strongly encouraged. Callers and participants in the What the Hell Show may be subject to ridicule and juvenile name-calling by the members of our esteemed panel or random layabouts we picked up on the street. Music played on the show may be not of prurient interest to anyone, and you may be inclined to run to the toilet. At this point, do not induce vomiting. Quickly run around in circles until you pass out. By the time you regain consciousness, the song will be over. Do not operate heavy machinery while thinking about the show, let alone listening to it.
You're listening to the What the Hell Show and those sick individuals we call DJs on Rant Radio.
Yep.
Hey kids, what time is it? That's right, it's 9 p.m. Sunday night, and it's time for What the Hell? You can chat with us in the Dalnet servers in the Rant Radio channel, or check out the webcam at www.rantradio.com. And now it's time to check in with the gang on What the Hell?
Welcome, welcome, welcome one, welcome all to What the Hell.
Well, I'm not.
And we've got Drex back again. How's it going?
Because I've been gone for so long.
He's been gone for so long. It was just a long hiatus, 2 or 3 years.
Gone so long.
Very appropriate song, yes. We've got...
no one here.
Way too many mics.
We've got more mics than we have people for
wow,
a change.
We have... We really
we
do.
Have like
yep.
six
have an extra
how much,
mic.
Six mics and four people. We would have had five.
There we go. Yep.
We would have had five and one left.
All these mics are in the wrong order because they have to go around the room.
Weak. What do you care? Just set them up right and then don't bother touching them anymore.
You're out of there. You're in there. There we go. Now we're going to shift all these over. And so I can understand. I'm in one.
I'm just waiting. I'm just waiting until you adjust it all, and then I'm going to move seats again.
Don't even try. Okay, can you speak in ears?
Sure. Well, what do you want me to say?
Okay, you're in the right area.
See, you know it's an odd night when we let projectile vomit man have a mic.
That's right.
Himself.
Because I come them up so
okay.
quickly.
Girl on the left, can you say something?
Yes. No.
Oh, and I'm just glad you're not on. Wait.
You're not on.
Okay.
I'm just glad that Projectile Vomit Man isn't making barfing noises into my microphone.
That's right.
That's right.
He's got his own
yes,
this week.
I have to sort of stick my hand over there and go, and just sort of pray that nothing hits me.
Wait for it. So we've got only a few people here. Four
very,
total.
Very
of course, Anki in the other room.
The most important,
the most important
people are here, though.
Well, yeah.
There's me. So
and that's it.
We're
that's
all here. Sort. All the important people are here.
Well, the co-hosts are here.
That's right.
So to speak.
There are no hosts. They're just co-hosts. A lot of co-hosts. The ever-shifting co-hosts.
Where's Dak?
Dak, that is the Dak. Missing person this week who is always here.
We are Dak.
He's not always here.
Well, most of the time.
He skipped like 3 weeks in a row because he had a sore throat or something.
Oh, I remember that. And we phone him. He's like, hey, guys.
Everyone in this room,
hey guys.
Plus Dak, is always here.
Yes.
Always.
What's with Dak this week? Is he sick?
He's working.
He is working. He tried. He tried to get it off, but he couldn't. And he's going to try and phone in and do his gross hospital story from remote location.
Ah. Why does your voice sound so weird today?
Do you have
effects on your voice?
Yeah, special effects.
Are you holding out on me?
I am holding out. You know what's going on? Whoa, that's not right.
Do you have like the treble?
What I did, we recorded some things. Me and Shade, formerly known as Shade. He wants a new name, but I really don't like the new name.
What's the new name?
Porn on Beta.
Wow, that's an excellent new name. Okay,
my voice is better now, right?
Okay, now, we were playing Scrabble last night, me and my friend Kim.
Yep.
Burley
Kim.
Kimberly. and I used the word quim. Now, does everyone here not agree that that's a word?
It sounds like a word. A quim.
Okay, do you not know what that is?
No.
Every chick should know what that word is.
I know that Squim is a town in Washington.
I would be willing to bet you wouldn't find it in your average dictionary.
But it should be. Slang is acceptable in Scrabble as long as it's... Well, it should be in the dictionary, don't you think? Have you seen Rob Roy?
I honestly don't know that term.
It should probably be... It should probably be in some sort of specialized...
Well, dictionary. What happened last night was
Or perhaps a glossary of quim.
All right, so it's just an anatomical reference of some kind.
Yeah, it must be.
I compared it to cunt as being the same word, but it's not. It's not the same word. Yes. Because when you use quim, it's like it's sort of like water. It's like a substance as opposed to a thing, an object. You don't have quims.
Well, it's not my dictionary.
you don't look too happy about discussing this.
S-Q-U-I-M.
Squim? No, just quim.
Oh, quim.
Q-U-I-M.
Jeez.
It's not in there. Well, it might be in there. Check
it's
yours.
Sort of like
it's
a,
not
it's
in
like
the Scrabble dictionary.
It's sort of like a specific and general term, sort of like nookie.
Yeah.
No, it's not specific and general. It's
specific and general.
It's like...
No.
Water.
No, it's not there.
It's like water.
We don't believe
you don't say there's
I have a hard
waters.
Time thinking of it as water.
Oh, but that's because you don't understand, because I used
quam.
A different example, and it fucked it all up.
Rabbit Puppy says you mean quam.
Quim. I know how it's pronounced, baby.
Okay. British English, when will they learn?
Qualm? No, that's totally
qualm.
Different
word. Yeah, that's something else.
Was it in your dictionary?
Quim?
Yeah.
Q-U-I-M?
Yeah.
No. It was not.
Anyways, so what happened was she's looking through the dictionary for the word before, because we had this rule: if you challenge, you have to say it beforehand, right?
Oh,
but
yeah.
But afterwards, like, say you decide not to challenge, you
I
can
challenge
chat
right away.
Just for okay. But what I'm saying is, okay, I put the word down. You decide not to challenge because you're not sure, and then you can look through the dictionary to see if you should have or not. Just for future reference.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so she's looking at the last word for future reference, and I put this down. And so she just starts checking out the next one. She goes, look, it's not in the dictionary. And I'm like, well, you didn't challenge.
You're like, that's fair? Great.
I think she was cheating.
Yeah?
It was a big argument.
Thank you. Hey, we have somebody for that extra mic now.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yep.
Thank you.
That's going to...
Why is my mic so quiet all of a sudden?
It's not connected. It's not connected. Let's connect it.
There we
How
go.
Come my mic's open?
Am I connected now? Can people hear my mellifluous voice?
Mellifluous.
Turn my
mellifluous.
Back up.
Today's good. Word of the day is mellifluous.
turn my mic back up.
There.
I'm being
you're
good.
Just as loud as me.
That's not good enough. do you know what the word quim is? You've heard the word
I've
quim.
I've heard the word quim. I have no idea. It's something filthy, isn't it?
How can people... I am not
it's
a filthy
English,
person. How do I not know
English
this?
It's an English slang term. What are the odds?
Yeah.
It's four letters.
Four letters, yeah.
The nearest both. North American equivalent would probably be snatch.
Snatch?
Yeah. A piece of quim.
Piece of quim.
No,
I'm going to go out and get me a piece of quim.
No, that's not... You can't say that. That's what I was explaining. It's like water. You don't get a piece of water. It's like a substance. It's like a substance,
go
not
get
a quim
or some quim.
So it's like nookie in that sense, the term nookie, where it's like...
I'm gonna
no, because you would say some nookie. I guess, but it's just that doesn't sound...
So is it getting quimmed then?
Quimmed.
Quimmed, no.
Quim off.
Quim off.
You're such a quim.
Maybe no, you're right. You're right. I guess you'd say it like that. I've never used it. I've never used it in a practical sense. You're making me talk right into my mic.
Washroom in North
Dakota. I had it
on
being good.
Oh God,
you weren't, because all of a sudden you go la la la, and you go crazy.
La, 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 la.
When you get excited, your microphone gets closer and closer.
But
and
it's just too quiet.
And then all of a sudden you're drooling on it.
Well, what a listen to him.
I just turned him down.
Well, I'm trying to be.
I've been scammed.
Are we through with Quim yet? Okay, we're going to go around the room while Anki is in the room. Maybe Drex can announce the people this week.
All right.
In the room, so I'm going to leave.
Start with yourself.
Well, then, in that case, I think I'll start tonight's show. Hello there, my name is Anki, and I am not a host. I am rarely here, and I'm not very useful. However, tonight I'll be introducing the next person
up
in our lineup.
Hold on.
Wait.
Is something not working?
The lighting is whack, yes. Lighting's weak.
There we go. We're all set.
Okay, then. It's time for...
Overdramatic Derek.
What the...
Anki.
Hell. And next, we have...
It's me. I was going to say Sumerian, but...
Well, that was anticlimactic.
It's Drexel. Hi.
Hey, I'm the girl on the left.
As no, the girl in the center.
Girl in the center this week.
That's filthy.
You know what was really cool?
You're my sister.
Oh, yeah, making comments like that about your sister is perfectly all right.
What was I going to say? It was terribly witty.
But you got distracted by that.
Because by our usual sibling bickering.
I got distracted by the belching into the mic. It was really horrible. And there's Sumerian. Not that anybody can see.
Preemptive belching into the mic, in
and
fact.
And he's checking his hair. You're so vain. You're so vain.
You bet.
Why, yes, I am.
I bet you think this song
is about you.
And we've got... I don't get that song. What's with that fucking song? I bet you think this song is about you. Well, isn't it? If it isn't, then you're not talking about me. And
that's the irony of the song.
It's not ironic.
Okay. No, the beauty
is... It's supposed to be.
Only somebody who's insanely vain will think the song is about them. So it's only about those people who are so insanely vain that they think the song is about them.
It's
not about me.
If you hit this song with logic... If you hit the song with logic...
If you think the song is about you, it probably is. But,
yeah.
I mean,
and if you don't, it
pisses you off.
It is.
It's let's face it, it's a stupid ass 70s song. The fact that it was remade in the 80s only makes it more stupid.
It was remade in the 80s?
It was remade in the 80s by like Faster Pussycat and one of those other completely forgettable hair bands.
And I take full responsibility for her knowing that.
Ah, you influenced that era of music upon her.
I was a huge Dawkins fan at that point.
Oh,
I need my mic to be turned up.
Yes, Dawkins.
There's a
shame.
I'm being on a run
here.
I refuse to bring
in your 80s
guitar.
But see, when you talk...
Inky has a guitar
that's
he bought
my
back
fault.
In the 80s. This was back when he wanted to be, you know, he
it's
wanted to be
guitar.
Like the Axe Master.
Yeah.
It's still got the original Band-Aid.
from that
old
era.
1987, I think.
Yeah.
It's got like this cutout under the fingerboard so that you can get underneath to do those really, really cool guitar tricks that everybody wants to do these days. You know, so you can do like really nice, fast doodly kind of that kind of guitar never goes out of style.
Yeah, but it sustains forever. That's the reason. Wink, wink, wink.
Wink, wink, wink. And in the IRC this week. Wow. This is kind of low.
Hey, wait a sec.
What?
We have what?
There's more listeners than DJs.
We've set a new record. We have.
No. Wait. No, we had a. Remember there was that show a few weeks. No, that was right. We had more DJs than listeners.
Usually.
How many listeners do we have?
Well, listeners. I mean, we're talking about IRC though.
We have more IRC. We have more people on IRC than.
Yes.
Than
yep. This week. So
I was
people,
only joking. That's normal.
People in the IRC are DJ Psycho's listening in. Well, hopefully, maybe. Yeah, he is. He's talking.
Hey, buddy.
Critical S, Infaloop, Mutant Major Zombie, Mord Sith, Pixie, Chick, Rabid, Puppy, and Shazbort, and Bert.
I have a request.
And Todd Cooney.
And Todd Cooney. Thanks for joining us all of a sudden.
If anybody's listening that has Love Your Money by Daisy Chainsaw, can you send it to Drexel@rentradio.com?
Because he really, really wants it.
And I've been looking for it for a while.
And he's just too cheap to buy the CD.
No, actually, I just haven't been to the store.
Oh, okay. You're not like Sean, who refuses to buy any media.
Okay,
that is copyable.
That is wrong.
I think so, too.
That's so wrong.
He refuses to buy any media that is able to be copied. DVDs, CDs,
you can't justify
anything.
That. Not legit.
You can if you don't have any money.
You can say, yeah, well, you know what? I like to steal. That's okay. But as long as you realize you're stealing and that it is wrong,
yep.
You can't deny that it's wrong.
Oh, he knows it's stealing. I don't think
care.
He thinks it's wrong. Well, I think he does. He knows it's wrong by law. But he wants
I'm talking
to free
about
the
wrong.
Media.
I'm talking about wrong.
Moral wrong?
Morally wrong.
I don't know his stand on that.
Yeah, but you know what? He probably has some lame lie about himself. Give us a call there, Sean.
He's at a party.
Oh.
He's at a work party.
Weak.
Very weak.
I'm not sure what my stance is on that, considering I've got...
Yeah, we all do it.
I'm not
Bert
saying
equals
anything.
Kurt.
Theoretically.
Hypothetically speaking,
is that
I've
Bert,
got
Bert?
Like $3 or $4 million of a
yes,
pirated
that's
software.
That's
hypothetically
Bert.
Speaking.
Bert. Okay.
Well,
hey, Bert. Thanks
I've
for joining
got,
us.
I don't know. My only real copyright infringement has to do with the... With the scans of rare posters out of rare Japanese animated
my sexy body on
that in the Photoshop
on the,
all the time.
There you go. Stay
there
for.
I'm not even taping this. What the
oh,
hell am
by
I
the
doing?
Way, I don't
it's
suppose
pointless
you would,
now. I've done the close
and,
up.
And the illustrator. I don't suppose you would get? Have any of the old Flash or Shockwave assembly utilities or anything like that.
I have everything.
You bought it all too.
Yeah, I did. I'm fantastically rich. Independently, too, girls. Yet amazingly single, despite this pretty face.
Yeah, that's it.
If you don't
stash
it up, I will.
Fix your hair, Sim.
Nobody can see you because Enki is hogging the camera.
No.
Sumerian.
Sumerian is hugging the camera. Hey, girls.
You did really good.
Oh, that tongue clicking noise. That just draws the bait.
It does.
It's not working. I think she's shifting away from me on the couch.
I don't blame
what
her.
What the hell was that?
What?
The screen just turned red and fluorescent blue.
Ew.
Like something's gone down.
Something's gone down and somebody has horrible taste in color settings.
No, that's all.
That's all administrative messages.
And everybody left.
Everybody's gone.
Or either we, or maybe we did.
Yeah, boom.
You know what? I think we left.
I think that's what happened.
But the Rent Radio channel is still up, it says.
That's because we're in a different channel than ever. We're in a different server.
Who cares?
Well, if you saw us leave, it's not our fault. It was a net split. And it doesn't say we're disconnected.
No.
We have no op status. So we will be back in the channel, no problem there.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, you're
just... For some reason, the mixer seems really far away.
If you were to look on the webcam right now, you'd see Sumerian's sexy ass.
It doesn't matter. You set it up. You don't need to touch it anymore. And get your fat head out of the way. Nobody can see my sexy face.
Oh, that's too bad.
That little pink dot on your screen.
Totally.
The tiny pixel that they're going to see.
You know what? We can zoom in more today. There's no one here.
We could, but that would be epic.
We could.
Sumerian standing
that
yet
again.
Or it would involve me trying to figure out the video.
Look
camera.
At this. 90%.
I think I just said more.
Look at Winamp. It's taking 75% of my 79. My computer is still messing up. What is wrong with it?
Is
I don't know. It's
just... What is it? This mysterious lurking illness which was making it all go...
Yes.
Week?
Yes. For the past month, actually.
As a matter of fact, it's probably doing it right.
I think I'm
going
to have to. Oh, it is. For sure.
Reinstall.
Yeah, reinstall.
Oh, let's do it
system,
on the
which
air.
Which is not a huge big deal.
Let's do it on the air.
Reinstall the operating system. Uh huh.
That was a joke.
Live remaining 45 minutes. Give or take 3 years.
Yes. So we're going to just have to deal
you
with
never,
it yet again.
Yeah.
Every time it reboots, it takes longer.
Yeah, you never really install Windows. You just sort of give it a temporary home.
There you go. There's the amount of people right now.
It's not a it, it you know it doesn't you know, it doesn't take ownership of the house. It just kind of leases it for a couple months. So
it's the only operating system I know of.
That's right.
Requires
but I have 98SE, so hopefully that will help.
It's a
special edition. Yes, I have SE now.
Oh, it's another. It's another release.
You have Office 2000?
Yes, I do. I just got back from Sean. I didn't know he had it. You want it? You want to steal it right now?
I want it now, yeah, because otherwise I'll forget. Give it to me right now.
I finally get it back, and you won't take it. Okay, we're going to do the news of the week.
That's right. Corey told me I can have it.
Corey?
No,
he said I could kick your ass.
Oh, I see.
I could if you moved your
ass. He said he'd have words with you. That's what he said.
Words with me. Yeah.
Unfortunately, there's still no room for you on the couch. Sorry, man.
See, look at the resources now. It's fine.
Get back to here.
See, the problem is it goes up and down.
And your feet, too.
So here's
on the couch.
Here's the news promo thingy.
Okay, let's get this.
It's now time for the news and web pages of the week. If you have an interesting news item or web page, send it to me, Samarian, at ICQ number 51558. And now for the news of the week.
We've got a phone call, and it seems Drex is going to take care of this phone call.
Hi, this is Rant Radio. Who is this?
Lieutenant Major Zombie.
Wow, is it ever not time to call in?
Yes, Drex is back.
There's his token buck and a quarter.
We couldn't hear you on the microphone, so when you have the phone...
It serves...
So
I did, but
Lieutenant
you know what?
Major Zombie,
you don't have my microphone loud enough.
Black.
That's the problem.
I can hear you just fine. You're loud as everyone else.
No, I'm totally not.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God.
He wants punishment.
Hi, this is Rant Radio. Who is this?
It's Amy. What the hell's going on?
Holy crap. What the hell's going on? What the hell is going on?
What the hell is going on?
We can't hear you. Give me that phone. Useless.
She's not talking.
What's the topic tonight?
We can't hear you.
Muffin.
Muffin?
Yeah, muffin.
The topic is muffins
We're
tonight.
We're talking about muffins. You got anything to say about them?
Talking about muffins?
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
I met a great muffin last night.
Yeah, tell us all about your great muffin.
Well, it was at a cast party for the play I was just doing, and she was my little sister in the play.
Oh, thank you.
And she had to strap herself down because she was a buxom little girl. And she strapped her down last night at the party.
Ah, the after play party. You strapped her down.
This would be interesting.
So do you have details for us, or are you just going to leave us?
Lesbianism boosts rating. It's a proven fact.
Poor Garrick, the one that I thought was such a little hottie in the play. She's got long, black, curly hair. And she looks about 14, but she's 20.
Well, you know, that turns me right on. The other part is that's true.
As he mentioned last week, the resident pedophile, Anki.
Sorry?
The resident pedophile, Anki, as you mentioned last week.
Yes, I am filthy. Oh, well. Yeah, and she does know what turns me on.
Well, I just called the show because I'm with my friend Lisa, and she's never been on What the Hell, so I'm going to hand the phone to her. You guys talk to her for a second.
Sure. That was Dirty Promo Girl, and she's going to put on Lisa.
You ready? Lisa.
We're ready.
Hello?
Hey, Lisa, you're on What the Hell. What do you think of that?
It's not time to call in yet.
No, don't hang up.
No.
Don't hang up on
it. That would be funny.
How are you doing tonight?
You know what?
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 I'm just told that we're a block away from you.
Uh-oh. Oh, why don't you just come on up then?
Why don't we just come on up then?
Sure, yeah, join the party.
The show.
It's very quiet tonight.
So there's lots...
We can use a few more bodies in here.
So lots of room.
Lots of room.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
There's even two places to sit.
Dirty Promo Girl knows how to get here, so...
I'm supposed to say I'm a real hottie.
Okay. That's good. Boosts ratings. We'll do anything for ratings.
Okay, here's Amy, okay?
Okay.
Okay, should we come over?
Sure.
No. Of course.
He's outvoted.
Okay, we're not talking about it anymore. Come on over, bye.
No options. She's coming over. Okay, that was Dirty Promo Girl and Lisa.
I never thought of that approach. That might work wonderfully.
Just don't give them the options and hang up? Ooh, maybe on the radio show. Not in life in general.
Okay, so
how's it going? You're coming over? Okay, click.
Depends on who you're talking to.
You're coming over, stripping down naked, and being the star in a personalized film for me and my friends. Beep.
Never know.
Yeah.
Never know.
You don't give them the chance to say no.
Wait, hello.
Notice
it took me so long to get your attention. Why? Because I'm being oppressed. Look at them, they're oppressing me.
Okay, there you go.
That's better. I'm still not loud enough.
You're peeking it out. Your voice peaks it out.
Well, I'm so sorry. I have such a
You know what?
Voice.
I think when I review this tape, it's going to be so peak. It's going to be peaked out.
Okay, Lieutenant Major Zombie, as soon as you're old enough,
just everyone's going to peak
you can
out.
Be in my porn film. Just you and me, buddy. Just two of us.
And guess who's
it's
the
a
bitch?
Special film. And who's the bitch, baby?
You're the bitch. Who's the girl? You're the girl. No offense, girl in the middle.
You, me, bottle of KY, and hunting knife.
Have I gone over this? Have I gone over this?
You ever seen Seven?
Long time.
Oh.
Wait. All right.
All
it's
right.
It's the whole homosexual girl blah, blah, blah thing about it's all right to call people homos. It's okay to call girls. It's okay to call guys girls like it's an insult because it is.
You girl.
If you're a guy, you're not a girl.
Yeah.
Just like if I called you a boy,
what are you doing with
that would
mic?
Be insulting too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very disturbing to be assumed to have an innie instead of an
innie. No. No, it's just natural for someone to call you something you're not.
Although,
right?
Although
but people get pissed off, oh, well, you're sexist because you're saying to him that you're saying something derogatory to your friend, and the derogatory statement is that he's a girl.
No,
therefore, it's bad,
is,
but it's
well,
not
it's
true.
Well, it's just, I mean, there's just the fact that, you know, it's more, like, I've never heard somebody say to a girl, oh, you're such a man, like, it's a derogatory.
Well,
that's
so butch or something.
It should be, no, what
start it yourself.
I'm just trying to say that if it, you know, it should be taken as more of an insult. If somebody called me a guy,
more of an insult to be a guy than
well,
a girl.
Well, just to be called, you know, just have your gender misassigned.
You know what?
It's insulting.
That would be an insult. That is an insult. Chicks do use that. It's just not very often.
Well, no.
It saves for
her. It should be used.
It doesn't go over so well.
Yeah.
What are we looking at? It doesn't translate well to radio.
This is. Can I just show them?
Sure,
the
part
ad?
Of the news.
Okay, this is
like we're doing news anyway.
Okay, I pick up Japanese fashion magazines occasionally.
Thanks for joining us again.
And I've got.
Here's your line.
I've got an ad, a Japanese car ad.
Uh huh. And the way to sell Japanese car ads is to put the dancing baby on it. We're going to put this up to the camera. So everyone who doesn't know about the webcam, you go to www.rantradio.com and click skip the intro or look at the intro if you really want to look at the intro. And then click on webcam. They haven't even rang up. Calm down.
New girl.
Okay. Holy crap. Where's the webcam?
What are you talking
Jesus
about?
Christ. What happened to the webcam? It's not there. Oh, there it is. Wonders. Okay, you ready? Up.
Okay,
in a bit. We'll take a look at the little thing. Okay, good enough. Good. Captured. Too bad I can't just stop the webcam. So if you're, if you looked at it, you looked at it. If you didn't, well, too bad. I'm not going to put any more effort into it. Because it's just not worth it for dancing babies.
Death to the dancing babies.
And how old is that magazine? Usually Japanese are right on top of things, and that should be like at least a year. Should be at least a year old.
Well,
yeah, that's exactly.
Well, it almost is.
Did you switch mics?
Hold on.
No.
Okay.
No. This is actually a magazine from July, and I've seen.
Still, that's pretty old.
Well, and
you did
also
switch mics.
Well, I mean, how far ahead are they at dubbing Ally McBeal? I mean, honestly.
Yeah.
And then there's the fact that, I mean, this is an ad which has been aired a lot. I mean,
yeah.
I mean, I've seen like, you know, fashion magazines this fall, and they're bloody well plastered with that ad.
Yeah.
It must be paying off. I mean.
Oh, yeah. It sells a lot of cars.
Yeah.
You know, they put babies in Michelin tires. Why not the dancing baby for a car?
Yes, the dancing baby.
Yeah, the disturbing dancing baby.
The disturbing dancing baby. Out of this world
baby.
Kind of looking baby.
It's a slightly ugly looking baby. That's the freaky part. And it's like we're looking at its belly button. And its belly button is like way too low down.
Don't be shy.
It's
come on.
It's like a big fat man.
It's modeled after a beer belly.
Maybe we should do introductions.
It totally is. It totally is.
The belly button is like, you know, way down here.
Like a guy with a big fucking beer gut.
Okay, we've got our guests have arrived.
I thought I was coming in on a different type of conversation. Like a guy with a big fucking what?
Dancing baby.
Car ads from Japan.
Come on
filthy
in.
Promo
have a
girl,
seat.
That was so predictable.
We've got Filthy Promo Girl and someone.
Oh, yes, I was upgraded to Filthy.
Filthy Promo Girl. And what is your name?
I'm Lisa.
Lisa. Come on in. Have a seat.
Lisa's afraid of microphones.
As most girls are. The first time they come to the show.
No, they can't see that. You have to say something.
Dirty Promo Girl is not afraid of the microphone.
Now Zombie's calling himself Dancing Baby.
Closer. We can't hear her.
I have never been shy.
Oh, she's going to call again.
Oh, no. Don't call again.
No, go for it, man.
We'll just hang up on you. Oh, Lutuinette Miniature Zombie.
Waste a buck.
Waste a buck. Keep on phoning. Wait till your parents get
that
bill.
You know.
Great. You got the in-screen picture now.
Yep. Yeah, it's all set up nicely.
Poor Zombie's parents are going to get that form bill, and they're going to
come over.
Yeah, dead babies by itself.
From school.
They put dead babies on the car.
Dead babies on the car?
What? What are you talking about?
Well, someone said dead babies might sell.
I don't think so.
Yeah, put them in a tract.
It would depend on the kind of car, I think.
Yeah.
Like big, gnarly 4x4. They're like driving. I'm going
to
shut up.
Yeah. We're going to move on to the news if anybody else.
No comment about fear of microphones?
No comment about. Oh, God. That's what we need.
Hi, this is Ren Radio. Who is this?
Don't hang up, okay?
Okay.
Oh, Muffin. Now, if he said don't hang up, we must have a reason to hang up, or else he wouldn't have said that. Right?
Zombie.
Am I making no sense?
Honestly,
never mind.
Wait till we say to call it, okay?
That's right.
Well, I don't care. He can call all he wants.
No, his calling and our hanging up is
moderately amusing.
It's like tradition. He has to keep it going.
Oh, here's the Dancing Baby webpage that girl on the left has.
Just as a cross-reference for that ad. I'm sure you've all seen the Dancing Baby.
Have you guys seen the Dancing Baby explode?
No. Haven't seen that.
That was a while ago.
I think there might be there's something about the dark. You know,
for so long.
One of the links for the Dancing Baby
fired a rocket
to it. Is something to the effect of, don't like the Dancing Baby? Come join the dark side, and there's a link. So, I don't know what they're going to do with the Dancing Baby.
It's very new to me.
Are you familiar with the Dancing Baby from Ally McBeal?
It was some short.
It started out as a little
scary
profile on the internet, apparently, and then
some guy made
a baby on Ally McBeal, and now they're using it in Japan to sell cars.
The only big deal about it is it had pretty realistic movements for the time that it came out.
For the time that it came out, yeah. Now it's just like.
And it's really easy to make because it has no hair, and hair is really hard to recreate.
Yeah.
Not anymore, but
2 years ago,
yeah, 2 years ago. It was then.
Either that or it's
one of them has a gun.
Really
what is that?
Small car.
What does that have? Oh, a guitar. Looks like a gun from here.
You can probably
shooting.
That would have been cool.
Shooting the car.
Get the Dancing Baby in a assault rifle.
It has like little maracas. One's got a guitar. One's got a maracas. You got two. They're wrestling each other on top of the car. Like
that's great. Wrestling babies.
Think how small the car must be.
How many did we have? Did you see?
Hey, look, Shazbort says, Zombie, you suck. It's official now.
Sorry, Shazbort. It's been official for a while.
For a very long time. Since we've met him.
Usually this is about something? Well, where's the same?
Our show? This show is never about anything.
Are you showing pizza page?
Yes, it's a pizza page now. So
all right, let's see.
It doesn't have
pizza
a very...
To a topic?
It's an interactive thing. You have to go there.
My computer... This better not be like full of Java and fancy things.
Go down to go further down.
Anyway,
he's gonna phone. He said he'd try and phone in.
Oh, that'd be good.
Yeah,
pizza
but
ordering area.
Pizza server ordering area. Order and view a pizza over the web.
Yeah, that's the one.
Order an email pizza.
It's more effective. Well,
this is a fake page, right? Or is it a real pizza?
No, like it's actually interactive. We can actually order a virtual pizza.
No, a real pizza or is a virtual
pizza? No, it's
pizza.
A virtual pizza.
Yes, that's how we sound.
Order,
look at it.
Okay.
100% usage.
See, we have to fill out a form.
Muffin.
Go for extra large.
74% to win out. 58. Okay, 30.
All right,
good.
Go for, okay, so you have to select large, extra large.
Okay, family-sized pizza we're going to have. What kind of meat do we want on it?
Okay, my mic is definitely not loud enough. I just burped really loud. No one can hear it.
Oh,
we couldn't hear you burping. Oh.
I'm being oppressed. There you go. See, I can move back here, and I can adjust the volume.
Yeah, but when you want to adjust the volume, you go, Rudin, and start yelling.
Exactly. All right,
okay, all right, what do we want on the pizza? We've got
troll.
Bitters and fingers.
Bacon bits, beef, beetles, native bacon.
Eyeballs.
Goblins.
Eyeballs, yep. Goblins. Eyeballs. Want some goblins?
Okay. Goblins. Goblins.
Okay, goblins. Kittens. Pepperoni, pork, salami, sausage fingers, curly.
Okay, can I
What is curly?
Can I point
here? Find out.
Larry and Moe's friend.
Can I make a point here?
Yes.
Okay, if you put goblins and kittens on your pizza, it's not going to look any different than any other pizza. Once you chop them up, it's just like
pieces
chicken.
Of meat.
Pieces of meat.
They may taste different.
Well, you got to see what the results are going to be.
Okay. Veggies.
I'm biting my own nails.
Garlic, green olives, green pepper, mushrooms, olives, onions, pineapple, red pepper. Any of those?
Red pepper.
Red pepper. Okay. Breakfast, bacon, eggs, or toast?
No.
No toast? Okay.
No breakfast.
No breakfast. Sporting goods?
I love
like some golf balls. One golf ball in the middle.
Oh, no.
No? Okay.
I don't want that.
Junk food, quick. Altoids.
Sounds good.
What are Altoids?
Strong mints.
Strong mints?
Curiously strong.
Okay.
Curiously.
What should we put? Quick Altoids.
Strong, they're curiously strong.
Pizzas? Pizzas on your pizza. Pop-Tarts. Hardware. Bolts, hammers, nails, nuts.
Put some nuts on there.
Okay.
Yeah, that's definitely use nuts.
Okay. Aphrodisiacs. Green M&Ms. Want some green M&Ms?
No.
Green M&Ms or aphrodisiacs?
I think that's a lie.
I think that's a lie, too.
I don't think that's real.
They just don't work. No matter how many bags of green M&Ms.
I was no more horny after eating a whole bunch of green M&Ms.
Just full.
Just as horny as before.
Okay.
No more horny.
No more horny.
Miscellaneous. Discs, Legos, road signs, sinks, smiles, eight balls, firecrackers, candles.
Legos!
Some red six-length Legos.
Right, so
okay.
Click on order pizza.
Order pizza. Do not click on start over.
Ding,
and while it taxes the 486 at the other end of the... That's CSUCH. No kidding, huh? Here we go.
That's impossible to figure out.
Well, there's I can see the Lego.
There's the eyeballs.
Oh. The green things are actually the goblins.
Oh, there we go, yep.
That's the gray mush.
Yeah, what's the gray mush? What
those
was that?
Those are the nuts.
Think so?
Yeah, probably. Yeah, there.
And there's the red pepper.
Too many things. Yep, you can see the red pepper, little flakes of it.
And the gray things are the curly, actually.
Yep, just pepperoni next time.
Oh, the pizza's going to self-destruct in 6 to 9 minutes.
All right.
Something good for your nerve endings.
That's their little. That's their little.
Ah, okay. Or are we going to move on?
That was fun.
Don't forget to close that window.
Oh, well, I'll just change it to something less intensive. what should we do? The 9-year-old who lived with a dead mom for a month?
Sure,
how about
yeah.
that? Sure.
Love the URL, boywithcorpse.ap.
Most people don't see that, and they just because they just click on it, don't even look at it. But somebody had fun. Boy with corpse. Transferring from CNN. Oh, I should paste this for everyone else to see. Well, that was an exciting little waste of time. That's what our show is about, an exciting little waste of time. That's perfect.
Three girls at Rant Radio and orgy. Don't you wish.
Who said that? Zombie?
Orgy later?
No. Well, maybe. We don't usually play music on the show, but if for a break, we will play it. Okay, 9-year-old who lived with dead mom, now with grandmother. Dead as well. No. A 9-year-old boy who lived with his mother's corpse for a month is now finding comfort in the arms of his maternal grandmother. Shirley Wilder says Travis Butler appears to be normal and stable despite his ordeal.
Yeah, that's exactly it.
Travis told authorities he lived in a Memphis, Tennessee apartment with his dead mother's body because he was too afraid to tell anyone she was dead. He was feared being placed in foster care. Now, this guy did pretty good for himself. Mrs. Jeffries said Travis told her that his mother died. After his mother died, he would go to school, do his homework, and watch television. Like he needs to be told to watch television. Yeah. His mother had some money in the house, and when he ran out of food, he walked to the grocery store and bought some more. That's pretty good.
Crystal, what's that thing at the bottom? It says, you know, because his mother Crystal was a loner and didn't trust anyone, Mrs. Jeffries says. She taught Travis how to rely on himself because she didn't trust people, especially men.
Uh-huh.
This is a problem when you have a male child, because eventually they turn into
a man.
Man.
That's right. A little bit of a problem there.
All the way.
No, no.
I think it's the camera program that's making it slow. Maybe not. 99.9%.
I think you'll.
What are you doing? No, it's not. It's still. It's still doing. Stop that noise, or your microphone will go all the way down. Is that your nice way of asking for a Dr. Pepper?
No, I was just bored and fidgeting. But can you give me a Dr. Pepper, please?
Let's see. New scientist feature warning: strange behavior. I can't remember what this one is. Let's see what this one is. I'll post this.
I have pudding for me.
Thanks.
Tennessee, pudding. Go figure. Pudding. Yes, that last story.
Pudding, ambrosia of the gods. Oh, just yes.
Me. Why?
Because I made it, so I deserve pudding.
This is a
you
great.
Made enough for one person.
This is a great Big Brother story. Straight out of 1984. There's this new software out that.
Raisin, white, raisin oatmeal.
Let's discuss
white
the cookies first.
Chip.
No, turn their mics down.
Aaron, this is Lisa.
Fine, go on, go on.
Okay, this is a program that you point a camera at a parking lot or some other area that you need to be modified, that people are actually walking through all the time. And what this program does is analyzes the paths of the people walking through and watches for any deviant behavior. A computer program that
right
looks
on.
For deviant behavior.
That's cool. That,
like
that
if
would
someone
really work.
Walks
yeah,
to a
really,
car,
that would really
stands,
work.
Stands there for a bit, looks in the car, or just does something that normally doesn't happen because apparently the computer can analyze patterns really easily and just look for it. Wow, that's
know.
Great.
Are you the description?
Huh?
That's
so it
awesome.
Just automatically alerts
I'm gonna
the
get
authorities.
One of those.
Actually, I think it's going to.
Deviant
I think,
behavior.
I it can watch my van, and if anybody gets
well,
in the passenger
actually,
seat. That would be deviant.
Actually, honestly, I think that I think that from what they've got there, they're a long way off from actually having a computer which can effectively analyze like honestly threatening behavior. If anything, it's just going to make the security guards more slack-ass than they already are in most cases. Because like you scroll down the article, it says that the way that it distinguishes a car from a human being is that humans are like vertical and cars are horizontal.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, okay, so you slide into the parking lot on your stomach on a skateboard. You've
okay,
got the thing, you've
okay,
got
but what you've got to remember is that this is going after people that don't know it's there and don't
right.
aren't specifically trying to defeat this thing. They don't know car thieves.
It's
that's
a,
not, they're not high tech. If they're high
know,
tech, they break into
it,
jewelry stores.
The good
and steal
thing
all the,
it tells you how to defeat the system right in the article.
Yeah.
To fool the system.
Love that, you know that new scientist. Yeah.
That's right. To fool the system, a thief would have to behave as though they owned the car, confidently walking up to it without causing it. Casing it first and pausing to see if the real owner is nearby.
Meanwhile, I'd set that thing off because I'd check my vehicle like about 1,500 times.
Yeah,
okay, but
okay.
Check the left door, check the right door, check the left door, check the right door. Maybe the left door's gotten loose while I was checking the right door.
Still, it doesn't. Just because you can look on the internet and find out how to defeat it, right, doesn't mean that the average car thief is going to be smart enough.
First of all, they're thieves, so that means they're not very smart, or they're really smart.
There's also the fact that
they really
know
what they're doing, or they're stupid for stealing stuff.
If the what I think is that if the security people are relying on the computer to alert them to a suspicious situation, and then they're probably going to miss out on a lot of genuine suspicious situation, which for whatever reason don't trip the computer. The one thing that got me was there was a lot of discussion of this on Slashdot, and there's a lot of people going, Big Brother. I'm sitting there thinking, government's not going to pay for these damn things. They're so cheap. It's going to be stores that are going to go
hire some more security guards.
It's going to be
private homes.
Stores, private homes, and people that are willing to spend exorbitant amounts of money where they would normally hire security guards.
Yep. The other thing is the government can't start putting shit like this around because otherwise everyone will scream Big Brother and then we'll revolt and...
That's right. Just let the companies buy it.
Yeah, that's exactly what everybody said when the government started putting traffic surveillance cameras up which could monitor exactly what people were doing on street corners.
Yep.
When did they those are those very public. They're
well, they do have monitors.
In the States? Seattle.
Oh, in the States. I'm talking about...
I was watching...
Americans are cheap.
In Vancouver, too.
I was watching television last night on Channel 5, I think it is. It was a camera on a Vancouver street. And that's
which
where
corner?
It stayed. It wasn't a corner. It was just a street. Some street with shops. I don't know.
Thanks.
Thanks for the info. They regularly show the cameras. Like,
and it was just stayed there for half an hour.
Seattle, which are just, there's highway cameras in Seattle.
Oh, yeah. We have highway cameras, too.
You can't monitor the traffic, but I'm sure it wouldn't take a, you know.
There's highway cameras at the tunnel.
I know, but I mean, if like TV stations can just go in and plunk in cameras anywhere they want to, I mean,
well, if they're gonna want to watch you, they'll just use satellites. They're halfway there anyways.
No, satellites are
not too live.
What are they talking about?
They're talking about Simpson.
Japanese game shows. You want Japanese game shows? Have you ever watched Iron Chef?
I saw that. I saw that the other day. It was
Chairman Kaga.
I didn't see him. But
the best part was the opening of the show. You see Chairman Kaga. Chairman Kaga is the guy with the little pastry going. Chairman Kaga was apparently like a Broadway actor. He's played in the States. Yeah, he's like. And apparently there's like a PBS special where they have people who play Jean from Les Mis singing the theme song from all around the world, and like, and he's one of the Jean Valjeans, you know, he's like the Japanese Jean Valjean, which is freaky.
My favorite part of the show is the translation of the commentary.
It's actually really well done. It's frighteningly well done because it's live banter, which is translated into English.
Or they could be just lying.
That's nowhere near.
Maybe they're just having their own conversations.
No, I've heard. You hear the There's web fan sites online because the show was.
Say hi to the camera.
Distributed there with we go. Subtitles.
Right.
And there's people that, you know, obviously speak Japanese. And done, like,
Closer.
And it's all very the
there. No. Back. There we go. There's Filthy Promo Girl, or Dirty, as the case may be. And go down. And this is.
Say hi.
Hello.
Does it depend on how recently she's had a bath?
Yes, dirty and filthy.
There's an actual soap called Dirty Girl.
Is there?
There's an actual soap called Dirty Girl Soap. It's actually cute little. You can get it.
That is great.
You can actually get it.
Take a whole basket of those to the bar and hand them out.
Blue Ruby on Robson Street, and it's like it's a little overpriced soap with a cute little cartoon on it. You have a.
Soap operas, though. It's like, I love you. You turn the back on the person. I'm like, what's up with that?
Soap operas are crazy.
They are.
No comments?
What are we talking about?
I don't know.
Soap operas. No. I was talking about like an overpriced brand of bar soap that I've seen on Rocky Soap Operas.
No. Just a soap called Dirty Girl Soap.
It's a side effect of having we've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 people here.
Chaos
and
ensues.
Half of them are speaking at the same time.
that's how it translates.
Welcome to
You know what?
Radio.
I could solve it all if you turn my mic up.
Yeah, you just overpower all of us, and everything would be fine and happy. That's DJ Psycho.
No.
That's
DJ Psycho, and then there's Lieutenant Major Zombie.
Lieutenant Major Zombie's in love.
But his mustache, he shaved off his mustache.
Hi, Kevin. I miss you.
That was
Congratulations. Isn't he engaged now, or?
He didn't tell me that, but maybe.
He's living with a bunch of kids, I know that.
He's happily living with a bunch of kids. How about that?
Wow.
Napster is being sued by the RIAA.
Hey, give me that phone.
Ah, that is a good story, and I think I have it. I do have that one.
Radio, who is this?
You have to turn it. Give me the mic. Give me the phone.
No, give it to me.
Nobody knows how to use it.
I know how to use it. Oh,
this is how you use the phone. Hey, Desmond, how's it going?
Not bad. How's it going, guys?
Oh, pretty good. We're doing our little show here.
Okay. So you're ready to. What do you call it?
Gross hospital stories.
Hospital stories. Yeah. You want to cue me up?
Do you have enough time for us to do the intro?
I can actually. Yeah. Go through the intro. Do the whole thing if you guys want it.
Yay!
Okay. We're gonna do the intro.
Uncle Jack's gonna tell us a story.
Not yet. Okay. We're gonna cue up the intro. This is a bit unexpected. So give me a couple seconds here. Here we go. Now,
once again,
it's time for Gross Hospital Stories. All right, It's time for Gross Hospital Stories with Dak, the moment you've all been waiting for, and you can all leave the show after. Our most popular feature on the show.
Am I ready, or have you done cueing me?
Oh, yeah. We're all done, and you are live.
Okay. Hi, boys and girls. It's your old Uncle Dak.
Hey, Dak.
Hi, Dak.
Hi. As I cannot be in person, there in person for the next couple of weeks, due in part to the spinelessness of my fat, bloated sack of shit boss.
Next couple of weeks? How many weeks?
This week and next week.
Oh, well, that's not too bad.
Yeah. So I've given in to public pressure, and I'm going to call this one in.
That's not a couple weeks. It's only one.
So you can hear my ever-lovely voice.
True.
Another gross hospital story.
A week and a day.
Yeah.
No, you said the next. Nervous. You said next, so that negates today. So
can,
there's
can
only
get
one.
To the story
semantics.
Here, please?
Okay.
I like
so,
semantics.
Guys, climb under your blankies, get comfy, and remember to keep a bucket handy.
Wow. A new
I've
intro.
Got a Dr. Pepper can.
Now, in case I haven't mentioned it, I spent 5 years.
You know, 5 years?
That's right. 5 years working at a local hospital. And in that time, I saw many gross and interesting things.
Wow.
I'm going to tell you a little story about a complete nut I like to call the human hairball.
Oh, boy.
Okay. Now, it seems a local mental health group home, had a female patient that, who beside her many other problems, had the habit of pulling out her hair, one hair at a time, and eating it.
No.
Eh? Now, they managed to solve this problem by cutting her hair too short for her to yank out anymore. Smart. It should have been the end of it, other than her spending the rest of her life on medication.
Uh-huh.
However, one day, one of the oh-so-attentive mental health staff workers walks in and finds her in the bathroom eating an entire roll of dental floss.
Yep. I thought you were going to say she was plucking her pubes out and sucking them back.
Yeah, but no.
Did they have to shave
way,
back,
I
too?
I do not know if the dental floss...
Drex has a question.
What was that?
Did they have to shave her snatch, too?
I don't know, and I don't want to.
Sorry.
Continue.
The staff was worried about an intestinal blockage.
Uh-huh.
Or more likely, a lawsuit for negligence.
We didn't shave her head.
So they rushed her down to the closest hospital, which, by the way, is where I, of course, enter the picture.
Really?
Now, to give you a rough idea what an intestinal blockage is, then for one reason or another, something stops up your long intestine, and fecal matter builds up so that it becomes impacted.
Mm.
Now, besides giving you cramps that make shitting feels like, you know, like shitting white-hot razor blades seem pleasant in comparison, it can also do things like cut off the blood supply to a part of your intestine, killing it. And letting you know the joy of having a part of your body rot inside you. Or my personal favorite, the blockage can tear the tissue open, giving you peritonitis. Which is basically means having fecal matter or shit mix in with your blood.
Oh.
Now, like I said, this is what they were worried about. Bring in a little miss, took the short bus to school, and her stomach. And it turns out that her intestine was clear. There was no real problem, but her stomach had several large masses in it.
Oh.
So, I have to babysit her for the next couple of days, which is, you know, I'll be completely honest. I had absolutely no problems with her. I had to sit with her for the next 2 days while I was working, and she didn't give me any trouble at all.
Yeah.
I swear to God, in my entire life, I have never met a person with that many neuroses, psychoses, or obsessions.
So it's not just hair she had a problem with.
Oh, no. This kid was, she was in a group home for a reason. So anyhow, they get her into the OR, they open up her stomach, and they find about 20 pennies in there, a dozen or so buttons, and you ready for this?
Yeah.
3.5 kilogram mass of string, yarn, and hair.
Oh.
Now, why was she eating the string, yarn, and hair?
There's an actual psychosis. I do not remember the name of it, where you people basically eat, yank out their hair and eat it. There's a name for that. There's another thing that involves string. I cannot tell you the names of these psychoses.
And she had all of them.
Yeah. Basically, I am honest. I have never met anyone who was so really disturbed. It was just... Yeah.
Well, that's pretty good. Not as gross, but
pretty
nasty pulling out your hair. How much hair did she actually get pulled out? Like, was there a big patch in her head, or was it...
Well, they basically had her head shaved short because she was doing this for years.
Okay.
And like I said, when they operated and removed it, there was a 3.5 kilogram. You understand what I'm saying? If you need that in pounds for the American audience...
Which is most of our audience.
Multiply by 2.2, and that gives you how many pounds.
Wow.
in basically, in a huge ball-like tangle that was in her stomach.
Very neat and organized.
I'm trying to... 7 pounds. Think of how...
7 pounds.
Think of how light your hair is. Think of how much volume of hair it would require.
And how dense.
I can't hear what you guys are saying, so...
Okay.
Anything else?
No, I think that's it. Can you hear us?
Oh, and by the way, it's not time to call in yet.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye, guys.
I think someone else is on the other line.
You just let him hang up.
Yes.
I'm really disappointed.
What?
He
couldn't hear me.
So. Yeah, but why didn't you hang up on him then? Take control of the situation, man.
Hang up about hanging up.
I have a hang up about hanging up.
This makes me really, really heavy.
Hit Drex with it.
I put out a new one every 2 weeks.
We're going to...
Don't tear up my magazine. I paid $5 for that thing.
That's a good deal, actually, for a magazine.
Well, for a Japanese magazine, it's because it's like I got it like 6 months out of date. That's why. It's like normally those suckers cost like about $10-$15.
For a magazine that you can't read.
Lisa wants to hear a dirty promo.
A dirty promo. Okay, well, you're here. It's appropriate. We haven't played them in a while. They're not in rotation.
Uh-oh.
Drex has an aversion to them. But Drexel. Doesn't like them.
What's that?
He thinks they're filthy.
I'm Drexel, yeah.
That's the point, isn't it?
Yeah, that is the point.
No.
It's just the problem, too. So we're going to play all of them. All of them. And there is, I think, 4. Oh, I don't know if that's one of them.
Yeah, that is.
There's another one. Actually, she participated in this one. Yep. I don't know about that. Oh, that one too. Okay, there's like 6 of them. So I didn't know there were this many. Wow. Okay.
How they pile up.
Yeah. So here is 6 dirty promo girls promos on Rant Radio. Excuse me. I've turned up the volume for people here. There we go. And here they are on Rant Radio.
Hi there. This is Dirty Promo Girl. If you have a problem with Rant Radio's content, fuck you.
Now listen. Easy shake. Check it out.
Hi, this is Dirty Promo Girl. If you have a problem with Rant Radio's content, I'll deal with you myself.
Now listen. Easy shake. Shake it up.
While I'm downloading porn on the internet, I like to listen to Rant Radio. While I'm sucking off the DJs, I like to listen to Rant Radio. Turn up the radio, Arnie. I love listening to Rant Radio while I'm masturbating with giant vegetables.
Step one in boosting ratings. So you have a whole new outlook on your friend. Sim isn't paying any attention. No, should I? I want to be a DJ. You can't be a DJ. Nobody can be a DJ.
I want to be a DJ.
Especially with that spelling. Jeez. He's so excited. No, what the hell?
There's 3 girls on the show tonight. That's more than our audience usually knows how to handle.
He's paced. No, 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 not allowed. Lieutenant Major Zombie. He's pasting crap in there.
He's pasting the story up about Napster.
Right, we will get to Napster.
We'll get to the...
I do have that.
What?
Here it
Should
is.
I take it off my computer?
immediately?
Napster?
Yeah.
No. You will see.
No.
I'll post it in the IRC.
All right. The news we usually go over is, holy fuck, did people ever get screwed over by this?
Usually, but this is them getting screwed over by somebody else. Yeah. Recording industry sues music startup, cites black market.
Ooh.
Major record studios sued a five-month-old music company today, claiming its software creates a black market for illegal copies of digital music.
We're losing so much money to those crazy teenage kids who would have bought our music, right?
That's right. What this program does, you run it on your system, and you have a bunch of MP3s, and they're all legal, of course, and there's a whole bunch of other thousands of people that have this program as well, and they have MP3s of legal music as well.
All legal.
Don't do that. Bad mistake.
No, there's a word.
It's a word like, turn down the microphone. Okay, it's back up. Calm down. Calm down. Just don't do that.
It's not loud enough.
It is loud enough. Is that still up?
I want more
control.
Still
louder than... What? You know,
apparently it is.
It would be so easy. You know what would solve this situation? It's if we didn't give him a pair of goddamn headphones.
That's right. He would think he's perfectly loud enough. There's the way to solve it.
There's something that you don't realize.
They look like he's going to strike out.
I have a knife.
Have I told you that thing?
And they're plugged into his mixer, so we can't do much about it.
Do you need to explain it? Is it important?
Hey.
It pertains directly to how loud you are. I've just been threatened with the knife. I just
get a compressor, and then I can yell all I want.
You buy the compressor, I'll put it in line for you.
There's a structure in your ear that when you start speaking... It mutes the sound of your
own. I've heard that it's a lie.
It's not a lie.
Does it? It mutes the sound inside your head?
There's like a muscle which actually makes the bones, the conducting bones of your
bones.
No.
So
that it's not quite as loud.
It's as loud in his head all the time.
So that you don't deafen yourself.
I hear myself yelling.
Does it just block yourself out, or does it block out everything in general?
It doesn't block you out. It just sort of lightens up your hearing. Otherwise, you know how amplified your voice is. Inside your own head. Otherwise, if you like when you screamed, you'd bloody well deafen yourself.
Okay, wait a sec.
You would actually.
Cut the volume a little bit.
How can little girls scream all the time?
I want to know what that.
Shut up!
Disgusting looking glop entrance is in here.
Yeah, it looks kind of
fruiting.
Gloppy.
Ambrosia of the god.
I'm not. Quiet.
Either it's vanilla pudding or it's bull semen.
See, I want my mic to be louder. I'm getting really pissed off.
Bull semen?
Bull semen.
Bull semen. Ah, okay.
Spell it.
Okay, do you know, you've heard the word quim?
Quim?
Yeah.
No, I haven't.
Oh, my God.
Nobody has.
No, I don't believe
this. Where did this word originate from? Who told you about it? Where did you learn it?
You've heard it, right, Grant? Right, yeah. Okay, Projectile Vomit Man has heard it. And me and him, that's it. I cannot believe this.
Well, that's because, first off, girls don't generally need a lot of slang terms for our bits. I mean, we know they're there.
The fiddly bits.
We know they're there, you know.
Okay, but I'm not a filthy person, and I've known the word for as long as I can remember.
Is it an official word, or is it a slang term?
Yes. Have you guys not seen Rob Roy?
It's in the movie?
Last night I played a game with an American slang dictionary. I bet it's in there. We should take a look.
Well, we're going to go to...
Q-U-I-M.
Merriam-Webster online.
I don't think it's in there either.
And
you made it up then. Sell this for fucking good and for all.
Yeah, we're going to finish this. Q-U-I-M.
No, Q-U, not Q-Y.
I know, I typed a...
You're not allowed to make fun of people's spelling.
And it's probably here.
Oh, no, not after the website you put up.
Oh, it's not even online.
Well, of course it's not.
We're going to do one more thing. We're going to look in Google. Google is quite good at...
Oh, this is going to be entertaining.
It's got to
be
here.
We found 4,074 matches.
John Quim.
Well, that's...
Well, if the name is what you say it's supposed to be, that would be absolutely mortifying. Oh, let's see.
There, that might be something appropriate. Celebrities Quim. The site for naked female, etc., etc. 600
pics of naked female celebrities.
Quim online.
See, I told you.
Okay.
I'm not making it up.
The words
naked
smell and quim.
Naked female celebrities, because there's such a market for clothed male celebrities.
To quim and swive once they're legally married.
The nearest equivalent in North American terms would be snatch.
But it's like water.
Not meaning, of course, to grab. But what are those other meanings?
Uh-huh. Grammatically, in terms of grammatical usage, it seems to have the same. It seems to be the sort of same as the term nookie, where the singular and the plural are sort of.
It's like water. You don't say there's waters. unless you're talking about like
separate
oceans,
bodies of water,
that's
like
right.
Yes.
But anyways, I'm not going to get into it anymore.
We've already discussed
why,
the Quim.
Why do I always have to discuss?
I just had to.
You don't want to get into Quim?
Not right now.
No, I just had to ask because nobody else in the room knew what it was. Except projectile vomit, man.
I don't want to talk about this anymore.
What is going on? There we go.
Anyways, the reason I ask is because I use it in Scrabble.
Okay, here's something that somebody named Dave sent me.
Is this real?
I don't know.
Dave, you kick ass.
Americans for Purity, winning the war on masturbation.
Wait.
We've done something similar. No, it's not. It's different, I think. This site is dedicated to exposing the real number one public health problem in America today, masturbation. If you've come here looking for the jokes or humor about masturbation, then you've come to the wrong place. But if you've come for to be educated on the straight facts of the evils of masturbation, then welcome.
Oh, then we know there won't be anything to make you laugh on this page. When they say it's not jokes, and
then
they say it's perfectly serious, then you know that.
There we go.
Masturbation is more dangerous than smoking. Doctors a generation ago knew this, but since the sexual revolution in the 1960s, this fact has been lost. In the if it feels good, do it mentality.
Because, you know, doctors of the past were so much more scientifically accurate than the doctors of today.
That's right.
They had so many more facts at their disposal.
Myth. Masturbation is harmless. Reality. Medical science proves that chronic masturbation causes weakness, depression, forgetfulness, and nearsightedness.
Nearsightedness. Because you
know. Now, which is the effect and which is the cause here?
Actually, yes. Wait.
Oh, hey, look at that.
Do weak, depressed, forgetful, nearsighted people masturbate a lot, or do masturbators get these
symptoms? Don't understand.
Have I masturbated yet today? I can't remember. Better do it again.
I really don't understand.
It's just a vicious circle.
I don't understand the blindness thing. Where does this blindness thing come from?
It apparently came from a study done in, like, the 1600s or 1700s by a Frenchman who used an insane asylum.
It's not directly from the Bible.
No,
the only reference in the Bible I've seen is where
they mention it in the next paragraph.
Masturbation
is not moral. Reality, read your Bible. Oh, because we know, like, the Bible
God was
is
so offended when Onan spilled his seed upon the ground that God struck Onan dead.
It's a miracle we haven't all died.
It's so amazing.
See, the actual...
God's taking a break.
It's true that Onan was too many to handle. Oh, this is the best part. It is true that Onan wasn't masturbating. Well, then what the fuck has it got to do with it?
Yes,
the point
exactly
is that God
that,
hates it when men waste sperm.
No matter what the reason.
Wait a minute. He
no waste.
Doesn't apply to me. It's far too late.
Okay, how many do you need to impregnate an egg?
Yeah, so if you...
One? You're wasting so much!
Wait a minute.
Get it back out of there.
Wait.
The point is that, see, God doesn't have a problem with masturbation.
But Onan was
jerking
off.
Like you're pulling out.
That's right.
No.
So as long as every time you masturbate, you donate
there
to
was two brothers.
That's right.
One
that's
all right.
Jerking. There you go. There's the angle.
We have the loophole. All right, you wankers, you have your out.
You just have to save it for later.
We need a bigger freezer.
Oh, this one's good. Masturbation is a victimless crime.
And this always seems to be predicated on the assumption that no women masturbate. There doesn't seem to be anything but interesting in that. So
it hasn't given a slant on male or female yet, I don't think.
Oh, this one's so good.
Which one?
Masturbation is a quote-unquote victimless crime.
Oh,
really, my God. Theological experts on masturbation have come to the conclusion that masturbation is what's known as a gateway sin. Oh, so
I'm that positive. Close to heroin.
No, this means that close to murder. Oh, my God.
This means that masturbation leads to more serious offenses. In fact, practically all rapists, sodomites, child molesters, and pornography addicts started out as masturbators.
Oh, it's like everybody else!
Wait.
Practically all?
Practically all of them are men.
Practically all of...
Just
lock
my
ass how about people that aren't sodomites... quote-unquote sodomites, rapists, child molesters, and pornography addicts. How many of them are started as masturbators? I would say,
100.
Oh!
But everyone's doing it. Get
on
board.
It's a cool thing to do at parties these days.
Surveys have repeatedly shown that up to 5% Americans don't masturbate. They've got a long, hard road to travel to get the change in the public opinion.
Oh, it's not everyone. It's just 95%.
But everyone.
Oh, surveys also show that up to 5% of Americans can't feel their own genitalia.
I haven't been in
What's the percentage of impotence? actually.
Years.
Well, it's probably above 5%. Okay, well, the solution. Let's see what their amazing solution is for us all.
Does it have something to do with God?
Control of paraphernalia.
Of course it does. Control of paraphernalia. Drug abuse has been slashed by the outlawing of drug accessories such as syringes and marijuana
syringes.
Pipes.
Right. Syringes. Yeah. I'm sure that the people with diabetes are just thrilled that what they need to stay alive is now a drug accessory.
That's right.
So we have to eliminate masturbatory paraphernalia. This means outlawing such things as...
off right now.
This means outlawing such things as personal vibrators and other masturbatory devices, such as dildos and blow-up dolls.
All indecent art. This includes paintings, sculptures, photographs. We don't need Victoria's Secret catalog. Simple, modest underwear will sell itself.
We don't need Victoria's Secret catalog.
How about those Sears catalogs?
You know, buddy, but...
Simple, modest underwear would sell itself and minimize ungodly
quantity. Yeah, that's right. If we wore no underwear, we'd never be...
Look at the next one. Look at the next one. We've got to ban certain food. If we outlaw dildos, require all sausages, cucumbers, and carrots be sold pre-sliced. I think we've got to genetically alter carrots so they're not long.
Okay, this is great. All the problems are so that in the stuff above seems to be associated with male masturbation, but all the control of female masturbation.
Okay.
We're not wasting seed.
Okay.
That's right. So God has no problem with women doing
that. I've got some film that proves the pumpkin might be outlawed too.
Holy fuck! Holy fuck over! Okay? Shut up!
You're disturbing the neighbors. Quiet,
please. Up until that sentence, I thought that this must be serious. There is no way that anyone would suggest that. There's no way. We're going to outlaw sausages and vegetables. Don't grow any vegetables.
Don't underestimate.
Don't have your own personal garden. We'll arrest you because you might be able to masturbate. This is so ridiculous.
All
it goes
men
way beyond this.
Religious gardening leads to masturbation.
Gardening leads to masturbation.
My pool cue is wonderful.
What else?
Much length as you want, huh?
And let's be perfectly honest. They'd have to basically ban men's left hands.
God.
If they're gonna have that kind of zero tolerance policy.
Here we go. Big Brother comes into it. Intensive urine testing. Science has discovered that when men produce sperm cells constantly, and all that sperm has to go somewhere, so they're advocating mandatory urine testing.
If an unmarried man doesn't masturbate, all the sperm cells he produces end up in his urine. I don't think so. I honestly, I'm the biology major. I've never heard of this.
Aren't they just absorbed back?
Yeah, but maybe that's because...
So.
Never mind.
Zero tolerance. Any amount of masturbation is too much. Any person caught touching his or her genitals without solid medically approved reason. Now, what's a medically approved reason for masturbation?
Should be imprisoned.
I would love
in
a doctor's
camp.
Note for that one, huh?
Except the
prison,
that might be a good one.
God did
My
not
doctor
give
told
us
me I have to masturbate once a day.
What?
God did not. We will teach our children that God did not give us genitals for entertainment.
Where does it say this? Oh, right there.
That is so good.
Boot camp, yes. Putting people in an all-male environment will not encourage any kind of sexual activity.
This is going pretty far, this page. Yeah, this is getting pretty far. Mandatory surgery for...
How was this amazing feat
Which is analogous to circumcision in the male. Oh, no.
No, not really.
I think that didn't even dignify response.
Is it really? Well, then that's not a problem, is it?
Yeah.
Hold up your balls. I've got these two.
Yeah.
What you can do.
Okay, so if this isn't a
contact
joke.
Contact your representative.
These people ought to be shot.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah, clitoridectomies for all women. Oh, sure. They should make it mandatory for female children as long as it's done in a nice, sterile hospital. It's okay. No. That's like...
It doesn't matter where you do it. Okay. Click on the Americans for Purity logo below.
Click here to see the flood of hate. Oh, they love the... Excellent. Remove your child's bedroom door.
Hey, watch out. Remove
Click
your
here
child's
to see the flood of hate mail this Bible-believing site has received.
I love to masturbate, and I love to sin. I stick butt plugs in my ass and run around the house naked. You're the one that needs help. Why don't you want to masturbate? That little dick is too hard to find. Ha, ha, ha. I want you to masturbate. Think about me tonight. Okay, slut. I did not make that up. That was an actual email received from a reader of this site who is a reader of this site. Sounds like they update it all the time. It was obviously in tragic final stages of masturbation-induced dementia. How could anyone read that and honestly deny that masturbation is a serious menace? Well, look, he's typing in all capitals.
Oh, well, let's face it. It's like obviously demented. It's like a 13-year-old kid, yep. Honestly.
Okay. That's enough of that.
Never underestimate.
It's good for 10 minutes.
Never underestimate the stupidity of people in large groups.
Okay, so was that like a joke or what? Groups.
I hope to dear God it was.
I think it was.
I think it's a joke.
I think it's a joke.
Wouldn't
I
mean, you agree?
That's crazy.
That has to be.
No, I look for at joke. The background on the webpage. They're obviously.
I wouldn't count on it.
it's hard to know.
We're talking Americans here.
They still have a link somewhere saying, "Okay, this is a joke."
This is a funny little story. Blind man charged with Memphis bank robbery. Memphis, Tennessee. A blind man tried to rob a bank as a security guard who helped him to the teller's window stood nearby. Police say. Bruce Edward Hall, 48, entered the bank Tuesday, accepting the guard's help, then gave a teller a note demanding money, police said. The teller mouthed, "It's a robbery," to the guard, and then gave Hall some money. The guard stopped him as he walked away. "It's the wildest thing," bank spokeswoman Kim Cherry said. Hall was not carrying a weapon. He was charged with robbery.
I think who they should have arrested was the bastard who helped Hall fill out his bank withdrawal form.
That's right.
Fill out my form. I can't write because I'm blind. Yeah.
Okay, so I don't understand. What was that all about? The guy wasn't. The guy
blind was man blind. Tried to rob the bank.
He did.
That's pretty blind difficult to do. Weapon. And obviously, with no weapon, too.
Mental note, American police are stupid.
Stupid. So what are we going to do now?
What about the Dancing Mihir page?
Dancing what?
The Dancing Mihir page. It's the Mihir Dance page.
My computer will probably die. If
you remember Mihir's webpage. This was making the round, you know, the accordion-playing Turkish man who
let's
who
read that
you
page.
And liked to have sex.
That's actually
I
a pretty...
You, yeah.
And then there was the hamster dance page last year, which was the page of all those little dancing gifts of hamsters. Well, this is
we're going to go to the original
page
first.
Which is the evil demon child of...
After 1 million hits, we've decided to keep the original page here due to its popularity. This is my page. Welcome to my homepage. I kiss you. And there is
there
a picture of Mihir.
There are years of this pic of this.
Oh, because he took it down.
Worldwide.
I like music. I have many, many music instruments. My home, I can play. I like sports: swimming, basketball, tennis, volleyball, walk. And there's a picture of him somewhere. I like sex. I like travel. I go 3-4 country every year. I went Germany, Netherlands, Belgium, Austria, Denmark, Sweden, Hungary, etc., etc., etc. And there's him
playing
in a rousing game of table tennis. My professional journalist, music and sport teacher. I make psychology doctora. I like to take photo camera, animals, towns, nice nude models, and peoples.
Nice nude models.
And there's a great picture of him at the beach. My tall, 1.84 centimeters, 6.2 feet. My weight, 78 kilograms. My eyes green. I live alone. I have home, car. There's him on the beach. There's him waving. And there's him with his favorite instrument, an accordion. And him again. And him again. And him again. I like to be friendship from different country. I live Turkey, town, Izmir, 4 million peoples, near the sea, old history. Who's want to come Turkey? I can invitate. She can stay my home. I speak Turkish, English.
No, you don't speak English, and you spelt Russian wrong.
Russian.
So
I want to learn other language. I had to cut out other people's versions, other person's pictures. This was actually put up. Somebody altered his webpage and hacked into it and then sent around.
Friends of his that had some fun with his webpage, and then suddenly it took off. It became like an email joke. Everybody was sending this guy's URL. So, it's turned into this thing. There's apparently like a Mihir web ring.
Yep.
It's got like mirrors and variations. And this is...
We should take advantage of this, actually. We'll start receiving donations immediately. You can send the payment information to info@rantradio.com.
I'll give the addresses in a bit.
Dirty promo girl to meet up with Mihir.
Yep.
In Turkey.
Apparently Mihir is getting hard to get a touch of now because he's just
inundated.
Popular. He's
probably got many wedding proposals.
He's probably invited lots.
You better act quick.
Lots of girls speak English.
What? I would be the best.
Would you be the best?
I would be the best.
Okay. In detail,
wait
please.
Wait for all those gifts to roll.
Oh God. 99%. Watch him dance the night away.
Whoa.
Look at load the plug-in. Loading.
Watch the computer crash.
Blue. All of a sudden, the room is bathed in blue light. Okay, I think it's loaded some. Oh, there's some little hamsters in there for added touch. Is that the beach tapping his foot? That's actually pretty well done. Playing the accordion.
His hair is long.
Oh, God. Okay. Him at the beach.
Part two, we hear it at
and it repeats over and over. Who's the first to get the sexy invitate?
Apparently, human beings have male humans have really big penises as far as the animal kingdom goes.
Really?
Because if we say it, it must be true.
No, actually,
no.
I think that,
really.
Studied intensely.
Gorillas have like 1.5 inches.
The real
chimpanzees have like 4, but they're like a pencil.
Well,
this is due to extensive breeding.
I remember
breeding.
Hearing this argument made in biology class. People arguing that usually male biology, usually male single slightly desperate biology TA, strangely enough, arguing that just due to the sort of relative size of male genitalia next to the body that humans are actually made to be a promiscuous species, not to be like in a single mating relationship, but
right.
To be sexually promiscuous, and, like in the biological sense, you know, having lots of mates.
Yeah.
But it's usually of course the TA who was mentioning this was a male TA who I believe was single, into a class of and this being biology, you know, it's the one science where you've got like. Where, if anything, you've probably got over-representation of women in the class. So he's looking at this, and he's like, well, what does everybody think? And it's just like, what, you think we're all going to just strip naked and have an orgy here? I don't think so.
If you need any extra special help, here's my phone number.
Yeah, if you just go take your big simian balls somewhere else.
Everyone who knows me to be right, raise your hands. Ladies, don't be shy.
Okay, what we're going to do now is Movie Man, because it's 10:30. Wow, 10:30?
Time flies when you're...
Talking about sex. It's...
Woo-hoo.
Okay, let's see, where's this phone number? Actually, I'll just play the intro. That'll give me tons of time. Oh, I'm in the wrong directory.
I know I had to grab the mic away from your face. Nobody's listening to me. Turn my mic up.
Whatever. I can totally hear you. Here's the Movie Man intro.
Hit, like, the red.
I didn't hear what you said. But
how much louder do you need it?
Loud enough that I can compete with everyone else.
Man.
Turn my mic up.
Fuck you.
I'm being
Your
oppressed.
Mic is not.
I'm being oppressed.
Hello, Movie Man.
Hi, guys.
How's it going tonight?
Movie Man, they're oppressing me. They won't turn my mic up.
He is plenty loud, and he's just complaining.
He doesn't need a mic.
He doesn't even need a mic. He can just yell, and all the mics in the room will
everyone,
pick it up.
Everyone in the world will hear me without the internet.
That's right. He could just yell out the door. So, I've already asked you how you are. So what do you have for us this week?
Okay, I do not have a movie review, but I've got a video review.
Excellent. What is the name of it?
Admiral's Daughter.
The Admiral's Daughter. That just came out. General's Daughter. That just came out on video, right?
It comes out on Tuesday.
Oh, okay. Is this a pre-release that you got, or are you reviewing it from when you saw it in the theater?
A little bit of both. I'm actually watching it right now on video, but I did see it in the theater.
See, we always interrupt them. Sorry about that.
That's quite all right. I've come to expect it. I can always tell when the phone rings on a Sunday right in the middle of the movie. But that's okay.
That's okay.
I think you've just got to learn not to watch movies.
On Sunday, Sunday night.
Yeah, but how am I going to have stuff to review for you?
That is
Saturday
correct.
Night.
Saturday night.
Great movie, John Travolta.
Yep.
And a slew of other actors, James Woods, James Cromwell, Timothy Hutton. Fantastic movie. I laughed, I cried, I haven't felt that way in years.
What way did you feel?
Oh, it made me tingle all over.
Wow.
It's a murder mystery.
Yep.
It's on a military base, and it just keeps you guessing right until the very end.
Excellent. So you definitely recommend it.
Highly recommend it.
For all of our audience and everyone in this room.
The DVD version of this, which is usually delayed about a week for some reason because of shipping dates and stuff.
Right.
Apparently has an alternate ending to the movie that, due to time constraints, was not in the original cut.
Is it an optional alternate ending, I guess?
I have not seen the jacket for the movie.
Yeah. Don't
know whether or not it's an optional where you can just watch and this is what they cut out of the movie, or whether they've got another version which actually has the other ending on it.
Usually it's an option.
Usually.
Okay. So, excellent.
Not much for this week, so there you go. That's my review.
Short and sweet.
Short and sweet.
Okay. So,
what the hell?
That's great. Thanks. Bye-bye. What the hell? Holy crap, what just happened?
You scroll.
What are we going to do now? We're going to thank our sponsors. Isaac509 at www.sonic.net for providing bandwidth. And thanks to HeadPeon at next-net.net for the massive, massive bandwidth, which he just upgraded this week to, let's see if I actually have it, to OC3. Not to us, but... We can use it.
Well,
I mean, we've got
dedicated. Why do we care?
Well, we've got 600 potential listeners. We've never been up that high. And we'd like to thank Red 5 for no particular reason. So now it is time.
What's the sister? What's that?
Oh, I haven't done that yet, so we won't talk about that.
Right.
Note
that I didn't talk about it.
You didn't. You just said
I'm
sister.
I'm smart.
Yes. Reassure yourself.
I'm so smart. SMRT.
I'm so smart. Let's do, let's stamp all our money. So
I know, I'm not doing that anymore.
What happened? Did you have a bad experience with this?
I didn't, that's bad. I thought it was just that, you're not supposed to mark money and it's just bad. But they replace it when it goes to the bank. If it goes to the bank and it has a mark on it, then they throw it out and replace it. That's really bad. I thought it was just... You know, that they didn't want you to do it. What's bad about it? Every time we stamp it, it goes to the bank. When you when you spend your money at a store,
yes.
The chances of a 20
going to
being
a bank.
Used as change is almost zero.
True.
That means that it is going to the bank, and it's going to be tossed out into the garbage. That's
so the only chances we have are fives and tens then.
And if I finish off that metal stamp.
Clamp. It's going to be a little hard for all of our listeners, but... do you want to drop this?
Don't do 20s.
Don't do 20s. Don't recommend 20s.
Definitely not 20s.
Just a waste of time.
Yeah. And besides...
But you're giving it to some...
Americans still have dollar bills.
Yeah.
Stamp those.
That's right. So the Americans do it.
It's not even going to circulate. Throwing away money for nothing. Because it's not even going to circulate. Because there's no way that a 20 is going to be given back as change. Almost never.
Yeah, but the teller's going to see it. That's one more person?
Yeah. Okay. That's going to advertise really well.
I gave for gas, I gave like a 20 and a 5, and the guy looked at it and went, what's this? Because it was both stamped, so it was like, obviously, I did it. Or I just got it from someone else. So Drex recommends that you don't stamp your money. He's like putting a big kibosh on the whole thing.
It doesn't do anything in it. No, it... Just do like five
tax dollars getting wasted.
Ones and fives. I do think it's.
What
I do think it's
do
our tax dollars being wasted.
Extent.
Yeah.
Spray paint buildings.
How about little
deface national monuments?
We have stickers. We have massive stickers, but
we don't have
like
enough of them.
A foot by a foot.
We don't have very
tons
many
of them.
Them.
We have like 50 of them.
That's not very many.
If you want to send in yourself a self-addressed stamped envelope with, like, I don't know, a dollar, I'll send you some stickers.
I mean, making, like, lots of, like, little ones. We can, like, plaster over, you know, backs of signs and bus stops. And
like, we need bumper stickers.
True. I found a place for T-shirts, actually. For the T-shirts, It's, I think, just one print, one color. This is the price that I got. $6, including the T-shirt. And I'm like, wow.
Wow.
That's really good.
Really good.
Yeah, it's in Richmond. So yeah. I'm going to look
at that.
Is there
a minimum?
I don't know.
Probably, but whatever.
The guy in a band told me about it, and he didn't get too many.
Well, then you could do like two colors for super cheap as well.
For one of them, he had a full color print on the front, and a one color on the back, and it cost him $20, and that's pretty good too.
I'm assuming that this is on a white T-shirt, because on a black T-shirt,
any color.
Because like on dark shirts, they usually have to put on a couple layers of white for any screen to pop up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think his was white, but
white
what are you doing?
Are better.
Don't touch the mixer. So I'm going to give out the addresses now, so you can send your money in and send us stuff.
If you would like to email death threats or send mail bombs to anyone you're listening to tonight on What the Hell, email us at info@rantradio.com or send explosive charges to Box 256, Fort Langley, BC, Canada, V0X1J0, or bother me on ICQ number 51558. Cash or fidgetables greatly appreciated. When are you going to die?
Okay, I do have something. I have something off the South Park Christmas album. I don't know if it's out yet. Sean sent it to me. This is a very, very funny song. It's called Merry Fucking Christmas. And here
it
is.
Keep this in mind when you're shopping.
That's right. Just then block out that music and think of this one.
I heard there is no Christmas in the silly Middle East. No trees, no snow, no Santa Claus. They have different religious beliefs. They believe in Muhammad and not in our holiday. And so every December I go to the Middle East and stay. Hey there, Mr. Muslim. Merry fucking Christmas. Put down that book, the Koran, and here's some holiday wishes. In case you haven't noticed, it's Jesus' birthday. So get off your heathen Muslim ass and fucking celebrate. There is no holiday season in India, I've heard. They don't hang up their stockings, and that is just absurd. They never read a Christmas story, they don't know what Rudolph is about. And that is why in December I'll go to India and shout. Hey there, Mr. Hinduist, Merry fucking Christmas. Drink eggnog and eat some beef and pass it to the missus. In case you haven't noticed, it's Jesus' birthday. So get off your heathen Hindu ass and fucking celebrate. Now I heard that in Japan, everyone just lives in sin. They pray to several gods and put needles in their skin. On December 25th, all they do is eat a cake. And that is why I go to Japan and walk around and cry. Hi there, Mr. Shintoist! Merry fucking Christmas! God is gonna kick your ass, you infidelic pagan scum! In case you haven't noticed, there's festive things to do. So let's all rejoice for Jesus! Merry fucking Christmas, you! On Christmas Day, I travel around the world and say, yo, it's Christmas bonus and all you atheists too! Merry fucking Christmas to you!
Thank you, Mr. Hand.
So did that sufficiently offend everyone?
That didn't offend me at all.
The thing I found amusing.
The only thing that offends me is my mic isn't loud enough.
Was that they think that the Japanese are the ones with acupuncture. That's China, but they're known enough to be able to say that the religion in Japan is Shintoism.
They didn't quite do their research good enough, huh?
It's just, yeah, but it's like not a lot of people know the term, you know, Shintoist.
Or perhaps they wanted to show they were smart, but still be inaccurate just for the humor of it.
I didn't think they were smart enough to offend me.
Oh, yeah, wow. That's sort of offended me the first time because it's somebody pushing their religion upon someone else.
I don't find it offensive at all because it's South Park and they can do anything.
South Park, and besides,
they can do anything and I won't be offended because it's just all good.
It's all good. False gods. Richmond is in Richmond, British Columbia. That's where
not per se. I mean, I still not stuff for Christmas.
It's an excuse for giving presents.
Radio staff are.
That's right. Worship us.
Bow down to us.
We are your new gods.
But most importantly, send us money.
Send us money. We need money.
Oh, God, that's
for faster computers.
That reminded me of.
So we can get rid of this slow one.
It just reminded me of the latest Marilyn Manson video. He's saying over, you know, kill your God, kill your TV over and over again. Uh-huh. The thing is the video. Have you seen this video?
Is it the one where he's on the cross of TVs? Oh, I haven't seen this
one. It's Claymation.
No.
It's done by the Celebrity Deathmatch people. Although, uh-huh. like, basically it's still done as a pretty straightforward concert video, except it's all done in... Now, you've got these... You know, like, and it's Celebrity Deathmatch. Big heads, scrawny little bodies. Yes. And then you've got Marilyn Manson, little claymation, pasty Marilyn Manson, wearing what appears to be, like a little tiny leather jockstrap thing.
That's gotta be zombie. Hi, you're on Rant Radio. Who is this?
We're not worthy. We're not worthy.
You're not worthy.
We'll bow down to you. It's me, Lieutenant Major Zombie.
Hi, Lieutenant Major Zombie. It's sort of time to phone in.
I was
going to
say, we can't even hang up with
you. Oh, you know what?
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 That guy from Playboy, the person who made it, he's a pedophile.
Is he? What's your justification for this? What is it? Why is he? Why is Hugh Hefner a pedophile?
Did he used to bugger you when you were a child?
Did he bugger you as a child? Is this?
No, he pedophiled a six-year-old girl or something like that.
And where did you read or hear about this, or did you make it up?
On USA. It was on USA, the television.
USA Today television show?
Yeah.
Everything's entirely accurate on that show.
Huh? Yeah, they had a true thing about him or something like that.
Yeah? Mm. And, wow.
And he came into the girl's like, oh, how are you? So he took him back to his new home mansion and had sex with her. He says, my God, she's a great one. And all that crap.
There's a USA Today website. If it's the headline on today's edition, there ought to be something on the website.
What happened to your mic? Why are you sounding so weird?
Who?
You.
Okay.
Speak again.
Maybe it has something to do with the fact
that hello, you have anything else to say?
No, I think
besides
you're
waddling. Besides that news report on Hugh Hefner?
I'm not worthy.
Click.
You're not worthy? Say what the hell.
What the hell? Ah! We're going to die!
Why don't we check out the USA Today webpage and see if there's actually anything...
How about we get our listeners to do it for us? Everyone, go to the USA Today webpage and find the link.
There's a good question on the IRC.
Is there?
Is there an 800 number yet?
Oh, no. I've been so busy at work. I haven't had time because I've been working for all the hours.
Have you gotten mysterious mail forms yet?
No, they haven't come in. And it's actually time enough that the number's probably gone back in the pool. But I can probably get it again easily enough. So, yeah, I have to...
So much for AT&T's efficiency.
Yeah, well, they were okay.
This is almost as good as when they were the phone company.
Are they not the phone company anymore? They're only long distance?
They're not the only one down in the States anymore.
Yeah. Well, no, nothing's happened with the 800 number yet. Unfortunately, it will be very cool. Yeah, I'm going to try really hard because I've been working actual real hours.
Who's
what? Instead of like 10 to 3, I've been working.
Speaking of which.
10 to 5.
Speaking of which, when was the last time you updated the page? Like,
it all comes together like that. I've been busy for 2 weeks. I haven't done anything. I'm
very,
very sorry.
Send us a
P3500, the chip, or the chip's fine. Sure. Did you get the address? Who's that, Voodoo Glow Skull?
I think it has more to do with the fact that he's running the machine on Windows, and Windows is horrendous bloatware.
Well, it is.
And, of course, he's running... What
but
have you got running?
All the software that I have, I don't know how to use Linux. Yeah. I'm sorry. And Enki doesn't know how to use Linux enough to do it either.
Bite me.
Well,
it's a bludgeoning.
How often the mirror goes down. How often does our T3 Sonic mirror go down? All the time. It hasn't been fixed ever.
I know exactly what's wrong with that.
We just haven't done it.
Because I have to go all the way out to Delta to fix it. It's like a 40-minute drive.
Yeah.
Muffin.
Drives out to Vancouver every day to go riding. I could just stop in on the way there or stop in on the way back. Did somebody unplug headphones?
He drives here every day?
Just about.
No,
every second.
A week.
Three or four. Come on.
Oh, so that's only every other day that you're down there.
Well, let's open the phone lines.
It's not like I configured a Linux box in my router at work.
Voodoo Glow Skull, go ahead and send us your computer. We'll use it.
Yep, send us your computer.
Send us free stuff.
Free.
We like free stuff.
We like free stuff. We've got, as soon as we get...
expensive stuff.
As soon as we get the 1-800 number...
We want to add you to our list of sponsors.
What?
We'd add them to our list of sponsors.
That's right, we could. We'd say your name every show.
Kill some time by playing Where's Waldo for our listeners.
Oh, my God. See, that won't work. Well, it will work. Okay, I'm going to play Where's Waldo? The audio version of Where's Waldo? It's a very novel concept that Shade came up with. I'm gonna open the phone lines first.
That'll be the end of the show, though.
Porn on beta. What?
That'll be the end of the show, basically, though, won't it?
No, it's not that long. Here's the open the phone lines. Yeah, Diddy. It's time to open the phone lines on What the Hell. Call now, toll free, 1-604-533-9191.
Call it right now.
He's tough, he's 16. But he's never said anything.
He's 16. We've got this down, that he's 16 and not 15. Okay, I'm going to do the Where's Waldo audio version.
It's the books on tape version of Where's
books
Waldo.
On tape on Where's Waldo. It's actually done as a Christmas present. Somebody is touching me. And not in a good way.
Why is Winamp?
Why
is the playlist empty?
Because I am queuing up Where's Waldo, and I have to put it on. I don't have to put it on random. I can just play it. What am I doing? I'm on crack. There we go. So I'm going to slowly. Woohoo!
That's all bad.
It only does it when the computer's slow.
So
yes, while we're broadcasting. So here is the Where's Waldo audio version, as done by me and Shade.
Too scantily clad.
Okay, I'm on crack. What this is about, where's Waldo in a bar? Now we can do it. Otherwise, it really doesn't make sense for a little bit.
Two scantily clad women dancing in cages. Thirty-five-year-old man dancing in a cage thinking he's Ricky Martin.
Yeah.
Waldo's friend. Charlie Sheen with a yet-to-be-discovered transvestite.
Yeah.
RCMP officers doing lines in the squad car.
So ironic.
Underage girl in wet t-shirt contest.
Yeah.
40-year-old cougar hitting on anything with a penis. Tom Cruise emulating bartender.
Yeah.
Robert Downey Jr. Two testosterone-filled, undersexed males pummeling each other.
It's so ironic.
Cooper. Thirty-something-year-old woman pooping up 10-year-old hairstyle.
I can't find any.
Excited border crossing 19-year-olds from Washington. Waldo.
Looks like we found Waldo. So what this is about is we're going to put these as separate tracks on a CD, and the instructions are to put it on random, and you have to find Waldo. Very strange, yes. Drex is looking at me like, wow.
What's the point? I don't get it.
Exactly.
Somebody mentioned it to him. How would you make Where's Waldo audio version? And here it is.
It's the travel version.
It's the travel version. Pop it into your car.
It's for those people that are too busy to
when you look at a picture in my CD player in my van, you'd never find them.
It's not a very good random.
No. Plays the same songs all day long. There's 10 CDs and it only plays about 16 songs.
I think
really
it's
horrible.
I think it's broken. Time to take it back.
No, it's not broken. It's been like that the whole time. It's just stupid.
Oh, it came broken.
Yeah.
No, it didn't come broken. It's just poorly made.
Jake's still taking it back.
Do we still have line record on?
Yeah, it's recording. We're talking. They're hearing.
Are you sure? Okay.
Yep. Yep. See? And there's somebody phoning.
Yeah.
Wanting to talk to us. Isn't that amazing? What a great concept. Hi, you're on Ranch Radio. Who is this?
Lieutenant Major Zombie, have a discussion to say MRC chat room, all right?
Okay.
All right, there's some but there's... Oh, I shake my bonbon, you know?
Yeah. Bye-bye. Shake did my bonbon.
Any of that?
There's a discussion in the IRC. Shake my bonbons. Goodbye. I got the conversation. Didn't understand it though.
It's a really bad Ricky Martin song.
God damn it!
Shake your bonbon.
Shake your bonbon. Shake your bonbon. Shake your bon. Shake your bonbon. Shake your bonbon. Shake your bonbon, baby.
He can shake his bonbon.
That's the whole thing.
He can shake his bonbon as long as he wants.
Yeah, just the longer he shakes his bonbon, as long as he's not singing. God.
I like men in tight leather pants.
I'm sure you do.
Oh, hello, it's Luke of the IRC. I'd like to point out that Win modems and PCI modems will work in Linux. You just have to write your own driver.
There you go. Yeah, that's right. It's all software driven, not hardware. That's the whole thing. I have yet to touch the USB ports. Yo, have you read any of my email? Of course you haven't. I'm probably talking to the wrong guy from Arbitro.
Who the hell is Arbitro?
Arbitro is here listening.
Oh, hey.
That's a new person. Hi, Arbitro.
Who are you?
Who are you? Where do you live?
And what the hell are you talking about?
Email? Well, I check it like every little while because
I'm so busy.
And oranges are round. That is true.
My cat's breath smells like cat food.
That's right. So what are we going to do now for the next 5 minutes?
It's not quite enough time, is it?
It's not quite enough time. I'm going to play something off. This is a prank I recorded off the internet from a prank phone call website. And it's kind of funny. I don't know if everybody else will find it funny, but I think it's great. This guy does an awesome voice. And the voice's name is Gladys. Here it is, and it's called Are You Crazy, if this plays.
Hello?
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 Hi.
Yes, hello.
Who is this?
Oh, wonderful.
What?
Exactly.
Hi, you're on Rant Radio. Who is this?
Hi,
who is it?
Infalube.
What do you have to say?
Not too much. How much time's left?
Whoa, that was close. We've got 3 minutes. You have nothing to say?
A minute. I have something to say, and it's about the most pathetic life form on Earth.
And what's his name?
Lieutenant Major Zombie?
No, it's not any one person. The most pathetic life forms on Earth would have to be the computer science TAs at UMBC. They are more pathetic than biology TAs.
Uh-huh.
Because instead of having conversations about regular, old, ordinary sex, they talk about if cyber sex is cheating.
Oh. That's all the rage on talk radio.
Oh, yeah. Yes, they spent an hour and a half arguing over if you're going out with someone and you're having cyber sex.
In class they did that?
Yeah.
Oh, they're getting paid for this.
And what class?
They're getting paid for airing their, like, personal lives.
Like, computer size 100 and they got bored, so they're just talking. Like, nope. This is just a, in the lab, big deal.
All right, so what do you guys think?
Dirty Promo Girl has a question.
What?
So do you think it's cheating?
I have no comment on that.
No comment. You've done it, and you don't want to admit it.
Oh, Muffin!
Dirty Promo Girl hung up on
you.
Does
the question basically come down to whether or not masturbation is cheating?
That's right.
No, that's not the same
thing. Well, you're thinking of someone else.
No,
that's not the same thing, because masturbation, master, means it's you.
If you had someone else jerking you off, would that be cheating?
I think the question is more on the lines of, is it all right to talk dirty to someone else? That's the real kind of issue.
Or to what degree, how far is too far?
That's right.
What do you guys think?
Okay.
Marion, what do you think? Is it cheating?
No comment.
What do you think?
I don't know. I haven't thought about it enough.
Is it cheating?
Nah.
No, but do you think that, or are you just saying that?
No, I don't think it's cheating because I love to flirt, and it's all a form of flirting.
Yeah.
You don't think it's cheating? It's just flirting? You haven't done any harm?
Anki.
Like, no harm.
Not yet.
Do you think it's cheating?
Not yet.
No harm done yet.
I don't think it's cheating, and I have another question. If your friend describes
gets
you all hot and bothered, and you play with yourself after that, is that cheating too?
Masturbation.
Well,
projectile vomit. Do you think it's cheating?
No.
No?
No. Girl in the left.
Girl in the middle.
She's thinking it over. She's done it, and her boyfriend's listening in. She doesn't know what to say.
No, it's just, I've never really thought about it, because it's just like, well, you know, it really doesn't do anything for me. I just don't see the point.
Okay, but do you think
real life's way better, huh?
Well, I think I'd be annoyed
real life's in 3D.
If my significant other was regularly talking to me.
I think it's cheating.
It's not enough to
end a relationship with someone, but it is cheating.
I'm sure it has ended a relationship with many people.
I'm sure it has in the news.
Well, it depends on degrees. Like if you're turning into some kind of net freak that's like always online, like, you know,
or you're talking to the same person every time.
Well, it doesn't matter whether it's the same person.
There's different degrees of it though too. If you're exchanging pictures with them too, I mean, what level does it get to, right?
I remember,
what if you talk on the phone? What is the difference between talking on the phone and doing over the internet, typing the words that you're thinking?
I have a friend who actually ended up on.
I don't think there's any difference.
Email started just.
Oh, you don't. Yeah.
Talking,
no, there is no difference.
Just sort of sending jokes to somebody on that she's sort of like another student at the same university. She has no idea what he looks like or anything. Just sending him jokes online, making occasional sort of joking comment.
Yeah.
And after
off-color
like, joke. Like, all of a sudden,
that's not cyber sex.
No.
That's
like
flirting.
It barely even qualified as flirting. I mean, you had to sort of look at it a certain way to even consider it anything more than just jokes.
Yeah.
And then he sent like this lengthy guilt-ridden email saying, "Look, I have a girlfriend and I've been really feeling bad." I'm just like, dude, just calm down. You don't even know what this girl looks like.
Or if it is a girl.
Well, no. This is with the SFU computing account, so you can't. Unfortunately, you can't really go in and alter your username.
Show's over.
Okay. Drex has declared the show over.
The show's over.
What did Timmy the Zombie change his name to?
Blood of Milk and Sky Drinking. Oh God. Try not to pay attention to him. He's just crazy.
Zombie, that makes no fucking sense.
He's from Virginia.
He's way far away. There's no problems here. We're not scared of him because he's far away.
He's far, far away.
If he was in British Columbia, wow, would I be scared because he could track down my address really easy.
Who's this?
Yeah. Lieutenant Major Zombie.
I wouldn't be scared.
No, he's switching to grease paint.
Scared as in.
Around on his computer all
scared
day.
Scared as in. You want to come home to him standing at the front door every day?
He's old enough
to drive. That's kind of scared.
Grease,
I gave you a knife.
Monkey brain.
I gave you a knife. I'd expect you to use it and not throw it on the floor over by your speaker.
We've got.
I'm disappointed.
Apparently, I need more training.
Wow.
I need one of those knives.
My mom and I have a buddies, and I have a guy named Justin who's kind of like that. There we go. You get home to his house. Justin's there waiting for us. Hey guys, you going riding? yeah. Can I come? I guess so.
Okay.
He starts talking like Cartman. It's great.
Oh God. The whole time.
And then I grab him in a headlock and I noogie him until he passes out.
And then you take off.
And you take off.
I gave him a concussion once, actually.
Grease paint and monkey brains.
He gave me a concussion a few minutes ago.
Well, you shouldn't have been tossing your head around like that.
Oh, but you like it. Was she getting like hair in her face? Like,
or she was bouncing head back and forth. I just pointed it away.
So we're going to say goodbye to everyone in the room and goodbye to everyone.
You're screaming your head off.
Well, the last half hour didn't fly. First hour and a half did. So the people in the IRC is Critical S2. Lieutenant Major Zombie under a different name. Arbitro.
Monkey brains.
Arbitro just left.
It's clean.
Infaloop, Josh K, Pixie Chick, who is now a faithful listener. Rabid Puppy, Shazbort, Voodoo Glow Skull, thank you all for listening in, and we'll go around the room.
My very own Rabid Puppy.
You have to come over here and say goodbye. Say goodbye. Come here. This is goodbye from Dirty Promo Girl.
I want my very own Rabid Puppy. Bye-bye.
Don't say that to our listeners. They're crazy.
They're so
that was Dirty Promo Girl.
You have to get your shots.
Or the restraining order.
And goodbye from...
Bye from Drexel.
Need instructions. Girl on the left, say goodbye.
Bye-bye. See you next week.
And Projectile Vomit Man.
I don't feel like being 200 places now.
That's fine. It's your option. And goodbye from...
Inky. Hey, girls, I'm free on Tuesdays still. That isn't worth my time taken up by anybody else at this show. Bye.
And goodbye from Lisa. Long distance.
Nope.
In the bathroom. There, good enough. And goodbye from me, Sumerian. Thanks for listening in. Listen in next time and spam all your friends with our show if you like us or even hate us. Because then you can torture them. So here's our little closing theme thing.
You have just listened to another episode of What the Hell on Rant Radio. Tune in next Sunday at 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time to find out what happened to Sim and the rest of the gang in the dramatic continuation of What the Hell.